All right, welcome into the latest Mountain West Connection podcast. This is the off season, so that's why we're doing this show today. No football, no basketball. So if you downloaded, thank you. If you're still listening, please keep going on because this will be amazing. I'm thinking. Is that correct, guys? Everybody just say yes?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple voices are here, so we're hoping this should be fun, and people listen to it throughout the March, April, May, 2 years from now, we'll see. But here's what we're doing tonight. Our website, where we do some sports stuff, mwcconnection.com. Good, maybe bad. What I write, probably not the best, but who cares? We like to have fun. But here's what we're doing tonight. If you've seen on Twitter, it's almost March. We can't say it's March yet, but it's marchfadness.com. That's what we're doing. And we're going to talk about, they're doing a bracket of 1990s one-hit wonders. So there's a lot of bad songs, but there's also some good songs. So here's who we have tonight. Myself, of course, Jeremy Moss hanging out. Matt Kennerly is always with us for football. So say hello, Matt, to everybody.
Here as usual. Hello to the internet.
Yes, Eli Bedker, who does we just recorded the basketball podcast, so look for that. He's here.
Doubleheader today, so it's going well.
Exactly. And then a new voice I don't think you've ever joined, Brandon Blake, who does some Nevada stuff for us, is here as well.
This is my second foray to the podcast.
Okay.
But hello, everybody.
We've been doing it for a while, so you never know. I forget. I can't remember everything, man. Come on.
I know.
It's okay. So let's start with this. Matt, since you found this and kind of know what's going on and who's doing this, give us the overview of what people can expect of why what song's here, what the, like you said before, the methodology of the greatness of March Fadness.
Okay, so this is actually a follow-up to something that one of my acquaintances in the literary world, Andrew Monson, who teaches at the University of Arizona. Last year, he did a bracket that was called March Sadness. It was basically a bracket of all of the songs that you would hear on like college rock radio stations back in like the 80s and 90s and stuff like that.
So is this the emo bracket then? Was that what it was? Emo?
Yeah. So that bracket last year was won by Tracy Chapman's Fast Car. So since it was, you know, so successful, he decided to run it back and do it again. So if you go to marchfadness.com throughout next month, what you'll see is you'll be able to not only listen to each of the songs day by day, but each song also has an essay attached to it. So for me personally, you know, I'm involved in the world of creative nonfiction. So like, for example, one of my professors here at Fresno State, Stephen Church, has an essay about one of these songs in the tournament. You know, Elena Passarello, who actually listened to Return of the Mac for 24 hours in a row.
Oh my goodness. How's that possible?
Beautiful.
She's got an essay in this tournament. So basically you go to the site, you can vote on either there or on Twitter, and you can read the essays that each of these writers has written for every single one of these songs. But more or less what it comes down to is the music. So before we jump into it, I guess I should explain how they decided to seed the songs like they did. It's pretty straightforward. The songs are listed based on how high they charted when they originally debuted. So, for example, one of the play-in games was Natalie Imbruglia's Torn versus Tonics, If You Could Only See. And you might wonder why something like Natalie Imbruglia, who's so like ingrained into our culture, would have to be in a play-in game. And it's because that on the charts back in like 1996, I think it was when that song came out, it topped out at number 41, if you can believe that. Hmm. So the number one seeds are like number one, number two hits. And that's basically how it breaks down in the bracket. Somewhere on the site, I'm trying to remember where exactly it is, they also have like power rankings, which are based off of like YouTube video views. And in that regard, I believe the number one song in the bracket is What's Up by Four Non Blondes, if that surprises
what?
Anybody.
Really?
Yeah. That's the video that's been seen more than any other in the field.
Here, I got the top five right here.
Okay.
It's What's Up with 180 million views. Jeez. Mamba number five with, it's not even halfway, 71 million. You got Closing Time by Semisonic, Return of the Mac, four, and then Biz Markie's Just a Friend at five, and then really quick Breakfast at Tiffany's and Tub Thumping, and whoop, there it is at number eight.
So an eclectic mix.
Yeah. And some don't have YouTube because I don't know why that's... No, okay, here's why. There's some... If you go under... It's under the updates page. I think that's where I'm at. And then at the bottom it mentioned some didn't have official video. So this is ones who had an official video on YouTube at, some point.
Okay, there you go.
All right, now let's get to the point where, because these are songs are 26 years ago, in 1990 the first, or 27 now, geez. So here's the point. Eli, you're not 27 years old, are you?
No, I am not.
Let me ask you another question. Were you alive during any of these songs? Some of them, maybe?
I would venture to say 90% of them, no, but I've spent a good deal of my childhood in thrift stores, so I think I have a fairly decent understanding of most of these songs because that's where most of these songs head after they're off their charge.
The cassette section of the local Salvation Army.
Exactly, yeah.
You're near. So you heard these?
Exactly. So you've heard these after the fact. Most of these songs, I'm 36, so I was a high school, graduating in 2000 high school. So most of these were in high school age. So that's why some of these, because that's kind of, for me, some of the music, you stick with that forever, you add more stuff throughout, but you always go back to that stuff, I think. Yeah. At least some of it. Some of you go back like, I listened to that, really? Or it's like I wore this or wore that.
Yeah.
So most of these are, I was pretty familiar with, probably, without even listening, 85, 90% before. There's a few of them like, that made the light of day? Who said yes to that song? So Matt, so when did you like hear these songs? Like, what was kind of the ballpark for you?
I mean, most of the things that I remember start from when I was about 10 years old. So, like, when I was 10, that would have been 1994. So, like, I remember a lot of these songs from, you know, elementary school, going into middle school. And then, you know, 1999, I would have been a freshman in high school. So that's when you get into some of these other songs, like, you know, Flagpole Sitta, I think, came out in 98 or 99, stuff like that. So for me, it was kind of a span of like the like late childhood into like young adulthood and stuff like that.
Okay, what about you, Brandon?
I'm a lot like you, Jeremy. I'm 35. I just turned 35.
So last Friday. Old people.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm a lot like you. I like you, Jeremy. A lot of these is like middle school, high school, like middle school, high school, elementary school. Like I remember when. I think I remember most of these songs came out like on the radio, most of these, or like I mentioned earlier, you know, before going to school, either BET or MTV would show videos when they used to show videos.
Yeah.
A lot of these, I see a lot of these videos. So it's like, oh yeah, I remember this song. I like this song. Why did I think this song was good? like Steal My Sunshine. Really? Oh God.
I'm a little bit partial to that, but not really. A little bit.
Yeah, it's like, you know, something. What was another one? What was it? The verb pipe. It was just, I thought that was so good, but it's such a counter song.
Yeah, here's the thing about that song. People are like, oh, it's a song. Let's play it. We're fresh. I'm like, no, that's not a song you should be playing about anything towards that of celebrating anything.
No.
He has a bag full of rice and come on. It's about killing yourself.
No. It's almost like the Green Day song, The Time of Your Life. That was my high school theme song.
Oh, my God.
So they decided, hey, instead of doing the Time of Your Life, the Dirty Dancing song, or something else, we're going to do Green Day's Time of Your Life. A very down...
why don't they choose Wake Me Up When September Ends? Come on.
No. That would have been more upbeat.
I get it, some music, I'll listen for the lyrics, or I'll listen to the beat, or the actual guitar, or whatever, but if you're going to make it something like that, make sure it's all encompassing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
All right. So here's how we're doing this thing. I'm still technically filling out my final four, so we'll get that at the moment. But we each took a bracket. So if you're looking at your March Madness bracket, which you should, obviously, while you're listening to this, so you don't get too lost, I did the bottom left bracket where the one seed was Here Comes the Hop Stepper. Oh, jeez. Who did the top right bracket? I forget. Who is that one?
I had the top right.
So Eli had the top right with hey, Macarena. Awesome. Congrats.
Yep. Oh, God.
What did you have, Brandon? You had top left?
Right? I top left, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Baby got back. There we go. He's out. And that means Matt has the bottom left where number one seed was
Right Said Fred.
Rip off that tank top, folks.
Please don't.
Rip off that mesh top. Are you kidding me?
Oh, mesh tank top. That's right. I made during part of this, get some songs. I should have done this before. Get some songs queued up to maybe play a couple of seconds over the speaker here, because if we play the whole thing, this will get shut down automatically. Because you know the Toadies will come after us if we play 10 seconds of their song, right? Get that royalty money. So, Matt, you had a good idea. Let's start with you. You wanted to go to like the traditional 5-12, because that's always a weird upset thing. So let's start with your bracket. What was your 5-12 matchup you had?
Okay, so the one with mine are two very different songs, and you actually just mentioned one of them. The Toadies, Possum Kingdom, is the 12 seed in my region. And the very first matchup was against D-Light's Grooves in the Heart.
Grooves in the Heart.
And I had to think for a really long time about who I thought would win that matchup, because, one, they're both magnificent in their own ways, but two, you know, Possum Kingdom is one of those songs that I hold very close to my heart from when I was a kid. And if I were using my heart instead of my brain to fill up my bracket, I probably would have had it going to like the Elite Eight or the Final Four or stuff like that. But I went with Possum Kingdom anyway to at least win this first round matchup. But I'm curious to get your guys' thoughts on how you would get
it. About this one?
Yeah.
Got it.
So, like, let's do that. Actually, before we get to the 5-12, we'll go around and do that. But, like, what was your pick? Like, how did you make picks? Did you, like, I'm going this because I like the song, or I'm going this one because it's probably going to win?
For this one, I did a little bit of both. A lot of it had to do with the fact that this is still one of my favorite songs. And whenever they play it on local radio around here, I still jam along to it as loud as possible. And even if it attracts attention, I don't really care because I'm jamming. I mean, Groovers in the Heart is nice. It's a little too...
It's a disco song. It's
a little too lighthearted, I think. Which I think doesn't necessarily fly everywhere in this bracket, but we'll get to that more of that in a minute. I don't have a great feeling about a lot of the rock songs in this bracket.
Yeah. There's not many either, too.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of people know the Toadies. A lot of people remember the Toadies, especially from, like, what, Guitar Hero 2? You know, so they have that connection. They still play it a lot. Whereas, you know, at least around here, you never hear D-Light on the radio anymore. So I feel like there's a little more the consciousness that'll drive,
right?
That'll drive that matchup. We're about to get sued right now.
Yeah, I should change. I'm actually going to. You convinced me to change my pick on that because I'm not a huge fan of the Toadies, but after listening to New for 10 seconds, I'm making my official change. Sorry, Grooves in the Heart. D-Light, you're out. All right, so Eli, let's go to your pick. Go to your 5-12 pick real quick. And how did you kind of make these selections?
My 5-12, well, first off, the way I made my selections is all based on the song that I prefer. So I think I picked all 16 seeds. So there's no way that's going to happen. But my 5, yeah, I know, right? My 5-12 was, I think, one of my less interesting matchups from my bracket. It was Joan Osborne's One of Us against 20 Fingers' Short Dick Man.
That was terrible. I listened to that, like, that's like the worst song ever.
Yeah, so I went with One of Us reluctantly. That I really don't like that song that much, but just the way this bracket shakes out, that's how you have to do it. I don't know. That song feels so like church camp to me, and
yeah.
I don't. I think that's probably where I heard it first. So that's that's my memory of that song. But I guess it's just enough to move on to the next round. So I guess I'm going with that one.
Here's something what we should do, since you mentioned you're all doing 16s, we should do a point system as well. To do that, is we'll see how well we do against actual field. Does that work?
You know what, though? If you download the Excel file off of the March Madness website, it comes with a tracker.
It does work. So I have that right now. Where's the tracker? Oh, there it is. Oh, I see.
It's the bottom.
Bottom left-hand corner. So anybody who wants to play along at home throughout the month, feel free to join us. Hmm.
We're going to do that as well. We're going to put the podcast and do some stuff like that on there. So on the, did I do it wrong? Because I went through and typed all in. Do you just click and go on the tracker?
Yes.
Oh man, I was typing something like this is a meeting. This text is off. Dang it! Oh, dumb and dummy. I need. Oh, jeez. So we'll learn from my mistake and go to the tracker. And what do you just click a team and that's how it works? I'm assuming.
Yeah. Pretty much, you just sort of click on it and move on. Trial and error, Jeremy.
Thank you. All right, go, Brandon. Go ahead. What do you got? What's your 5-12 and your picking style?
Okay. Well, first off, Eli, your 5-12. You, Joan Osborne. I figured. I didn't know you'd hear that at a church. I heard it on VH1. They played that video.
What's the difference?
Yeah, the nose ring, man. That's edgy.
It's eclectic taste. But my 5-12 was an interesting one to me. Crash Test Dummies, and Big Old Planet's Rebirth of Slick, cool like that. That was an interesting one because the Crash Test Dummies one, I first didn't hear when it first came out back in 92, 93, but I sort of picked up on it like a couple of years later. Kind of a weird novelty because if I remember the song, if I remember hearing about it, the dude sung like a bass baritone, so it's like you never heard anybody like that. So that was kind of interesting. The Big Ol' Planets one was, I remember that one coming out and kind of jamming to it. It was sort of completely different than the hip hop rap music that was coming out at the time because it was just either the East Coast sound or the West Coast sound. It was really hard and edgy and controversial. This was sort of just laid back and chill. I went with the Digital Planets one in the 5-12, barely. It is one of those quote unquote upsets. My picking style was sort of more, a little bit more nostalgia, I think. It's like, oh, I remember that song. I like that song. More nostalgia, more toward my flavor, my sort of preference of taste, style of music. So I kind of went with that for my picking style.
All right, so this is the song you chose here. I don't think I listened to this one.
Yeah,
Crash Test Dummies by default almost.
Yeah, I mean it's one of those. There's no wrong answer, you know. But I went with 12.
Oh, I did listen to this one. That's not too bad.
Yeah, again, it's something. If you got to think of around the time like 92, 93, it's either Dr. Dre or more of the West Coast rap or the East Coast
Biggie
or,
and stuff. Yeah,
exactly. And here's this. You know, they're throwing jazz into it. I think it was a jazz sample. If I read the whole music on it, so I kind of went with that, just sort of a little different.
All right, no, that's perfect. My pick itself is basically, I guess, similar to most everybody. I'm going with the song I like, and I don't care what you say. Because we all have different styles. Like, somehow Cotton Eye Joe made it in here. I have no idea how that made it in there. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I've heard that enough. It's terrible.
Yeah,
it's not my bracket. So
it's the worst song in the whole bracket.
I don't know, man.
It might be.
Let's talk about that. Let's
get to okay. True. Matchup,
though. Let me do my 5-12 real quick. So I went with kind of just like the song I like the most. I know some are going to win more than others, but I gauged a little bit what might win. Just kind of think about it. But I'm also going with, I'm going to pick who I like. So yeah. I had this was an easy pick for me. 5C Divine. It was Divinals. I Touch Myself. Tal Balkman. She's So High. I went with Tal Balkman. I think it's a better song. It's like one of those songs like when Matt, like, or not Matt, but like, what was it, Torn? Like, it's very popular, or you thought it was popular, but it just keeps getting played and played because of, it's not stuck in a time warp between these 5 years. You can still play it today and people like it or care about it. Idea. That's kind of not quite there, but a little bit. And so you hear that enough on what, mix stations, or like the best of the 80s, 90s, and today, those type of things. You'll hear those, but I went with that one for my 5-12, and that was a 12 upset seed. So Matt, what's the worst song in the bracket?
Oh my God, there are so many. No. Now I gotta like look through this because
New Age Girl's pretty awful. New Age Girl's pretty terrible.
I feel like it's easier to pick the really great songs that are probably going to get hosed in early matchups because they're up against other really great songs.
Four Non Blondes, that's a tough one. That went out early for me.
I mean, some of these that I don't remember, that I didn't remember and that I listened to, I was like, how did this get in here? I mean, Cotton Eye Joe is a little bit grating, I will admit. I'll agree with Eli on that one.
It's annoying.
But like another one like Meryl Bainbridge, Mouth, which is up against Four Non-Blondes in the first round. I listened to that, and I hadn't heard it before. And I was like, this was one of those instances where I sat there, and I was like, why did people listen to this back in the day?
I don't know. That was a tough one. Like I said, mine was in my bracket probably. Like, I had this bracket, 314, Missing and New Age Girl. I'm like, I've never heard of either of those. They're both terrible. I'd like, I'm taking this one. So,
John, the 314, I went with, in that bracket, I went with Missing.
So did I, because yeah. I had to.
Well, yeah, by choice. But I remember that song vaguely. And that was a lot better to me than whoever did I. Can we say this? Can we say this name on the podcast?
Did yeah, I go pick? With it.
Okay.
I can add Exhausted Tag if we need to.
Okay. Did I get this? Nah, I went with Missing, kind of by default. But then also, I remember the song and remember liking it. I had such weird taste when I was 14.
Everybody's weird at 14. Come on. So, Eli, what was your like least favorite song you studied during this part? Yes, I study because you're younger. That's why. Come on.
Well, the songs that I listened to that I really didn't like, I just immediately skipped over. So to say I spent much time on the songs I didn't like would be a lie. But Cotton Eye Joe was awful. I didn't really like the One Seeds, and I think that's not because the songs were bad, but just because they're so overplayed mm-hmm. that you just get tired of them. And I think that goes for just any song in general. But Cotton Eye Joe's rough. That song is just it's hard to get through.
One song I thought, like you mentioned, overplaying, it was Tub Thumping. What were they at? They were a 6 seed or something.
They are in my bracket. They are in an 8-9 matchup. So they're an 8 seed.
Yeah,
I was talking to Matt about this like before we were discussing this probably a couple weeks ago. You know the song's over because it was at least I grew up in Houston, so that whatever that tells about taste or whatever was playing the radio, that was popular everywhere. I listened to it a bunch, and I remember one day going from school, went to go get food, then we were gonna go like the I think it was a swim or water polo practice. We had like an hour break, so let's go grab some food to head over to the swimming pool. So we're listening to radio, like it comes on. It's been on for a while, so it's kind of on its way out for the most part. It's just to listen to it, but like let's find something else. No joke, 4 stations that play somewhat similar music at one point during our 5-minute drive had that song on and overlapping for the most part. I'm like, that's when you know what's next on the docket. What other song can we listen to that's not this? And so seeing it as that low of a seed, I kind of thought it'd be higher because that one kind of surprised me for how low it was. Maybe it was just like I don't remember how long it was number one. Maybe you could look that up on Billboard or something, but maybe it's one of those songs that shot up and shot down super quick.
Which song is this?
The Tub Thumping song. Do you remember that one?
Tumble,
come on.
It's like the ultimate fail compilation song, in my opinion. When you're putting together a montage of people tripping over stuff and falling, I think it's mandatory that you put Tub Thumping over that.
Yeah. My song I didn't particularly care for on this.
Green Jelly? The Green Jelly song?
No, not that one. Funny, but nah. I think the one for me just off of that was the I think it was in the top right hand, the Chris Isaacs, was it Wicked Game? Oh. I remember the video and the song was just so droning. It was like, it was black and white and it was so long and drawn out.
And the supermodel. Let's not forget the supermodel, by the way.
The supermodel. Yeah, the supermodel, okay. That was fine, but I couldn't get over the It's like, just chill. And apparently the guy had other songs and I can't get that one stuck out of my just that one for me, just the video and the droning of Chris Isaac.
All right, so we've gone through our worst songs. We've gone through our 512. What's next? What should we do? What do you got?
What about?
Of course, the preparation was minimal. Which one?
I was going to say the songs over-seeded? That are overseeded and underseeded.
Do you have something in mind? You want to start with that, Matt?
Yeah, I actually kind of do.
What's in your brain? So you were top right, correct? Or top left?
No, I was bottom.
I'm top left.
Sorry, I'm just trying to scroll around here on my page. So bottom left for you. So what do you got? What's your most overseeded one in here?
So to me, I feel like it's this one that I had never even heard of. It's the 3 seed in my bracket for some reason. Jane Child's Don't Want to Fall in Love.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that was either.
I know what that song was, and I saw it at 3 against the 14th seed, and it was like, okay, I kind of remember the Jane Child song. Why is she at 3? I don't know. And Lupe and Chumbawamba's at 8. I don't care. But yeah, it was like that kind of put a piece of puzzle on that one.
So who did you pick in that bracket? Did you pick the 14 or the 3?
I mean, I had to listen to them both because I wasn't familiar with either of them, but I went with the 14 seed, which is Moni Love's It's a Shame.
Mm-hmm. Ah, good one.
And then it's...
This is not the song. Sorry, I'm trying to pull it up right now.
As far as a song that's underseeded, and like, this is a song.
Hold on,
that...
here's the one song real quick. Let's see if I can get it here real quick. The one overseeded, number 3, Jane Child. Let me just... This thing, I'm like...
That's,
I don't know.
Early 90s right there.
Yeah. You know what that sounds like? You know what that sounds like? It's a cut in. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like a throwaway Janet Jackson track.
It does.
Yes.
It's just like something, something like Janet Jackson or Jimmy Jam Terry Lewis wrote for Janet, and Janet was like, I ain't doing this. And exactly. Somebody took it in. It was like, we'll give it to this person.
And then as far as a song that's underseeded in my part of the bracket, this is a song that I hope goes really far, and I'll be voting for it as often as I can. The 13 seed, Duncan Sheik's Barely Breathing.
That's a good one. I listened to it, song. But I had it losing, unfortunately, to Lou Bega.
Oh, how could
I'm
you?
Sorry, guys. Oh.
Hey, you're not the only one, Jeremy.
Yes, thank you, Eli. I had to listen to it again. I'll see. I don't know. We'll see.
Guys,
all right, what about you all? All right, as far as
overseeded? Yeah, go ahead, Eli. Eli, what do you got?
Eli.
As far as overseeded and underseeded?
Yeah, and you were top right, I want to say. Am I
yeah, I was top right.
Am I getting these finally?
I thought that You Get What You Give. I thought that was a pretty solid song. That was a 15, so I thought that was a little underseeded. What's
I
Up?
I picked it to win for me. Yes, I did.
Yeah, I did too.
Return of a Mac, come on.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good song too. I like that one. That was a tough matchup for me. I think What's Up by Four Non Blondes was a little underseeded at 11. That's another song that I thought was fairly popular during its time. Obviously, I wasn't there to see it, but and as far as overseeded,
the Macarena.
Yeah, I did not like that one, but it makes sense, I guess, because that song is played at just all different sorts of social gatherings, so I guess I get it. But I don't know. I think my bracket for the most part was seated fairly well. The 4-13 between Jennifer Page, Crush, and Culture Beat, Mr. Vain. I had never heard of those songs before, so I guess you could say both of those were overseated. But for the most part, I guess my bracket was pretty fair.
Okay, what about you, Brandon?
I top left. I'll go with underseeded. I would say, and we just got finished talking about it, Dig Ol' Planets at 12, I thought was a little underseeded because it's a good song. I, you know, like I said, remember it was just sort of a different vibe going on at that time. Now hearing how they did the seeding makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know why they did it, but I still think it's underseeded, just in my opinion. Overseeded,
Donna Lewis, maybe?
Nah, I mean, it was fine. It was a fine song. I mean, I got no issues with that. The easy way to probably say it would be, at first or some first blush, I would say, why is The Heights at number 2? Why is The Heights, How You Talk to Angel, sitting there as a 2 seed? A popular song, but I'm going to go with overseeded. Tom Cochran's Life is, well, you know what? Back up. Heights at number 2 is a bit
I have them losing. I had no second thought about picking Harvey Danger over that song. No, without even listening to The Heights, I'm like, Harvey Danger, you win.
But you know what? In a twist, in a bit of a twist in my bracket, I had them winning the first game. Because I didn't, I had them winning the first game, but I had them losing in the second round to Desiree's You Gotta Be. Okay. So I thought The Heights at 2 was probably overseeded. Desiree should have probably been a little bit higher, because that song, dude, that song is everywhere. I mean,
you know what it is? It's life affirming, is what it is.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was, and it was just sort of this. It was a pick me up, you know, in that, around that time. And Desiree at 7 was just why.
There we go. As Mouse plays it, here it comes.
See, as Mouse plays it. But yeah, Heights at number 2 was just a bit. Yeah, I don't know about that.
All right, so my section over at the bottom right, I would say overseeded. I know it's popular. I know it's going to win. I know it's in Space Jam. And even though people may crush me and throw rocks at me, but Space Jam's a terrible movie. I don't care.
Oh,
I will say it. Here's the thing. When you're young and watch it, when did it come out? Was it, what, 10 or 12? Yes, I watched it a bunch.
96.
So I was, what, I've been four, in high,
I'm 14, eighth, 15.
8th or 9th grade, whatever. I was 14. So watch it then. Yeah, it was a pretty cool movie to see all those guys there. But people who like it now who are older, there's stuff I'll watch. Like, I'll say something's probably very embarrassing, and I'll go with it. Because it's a good analogy. There's stuff you like that's older that's terrible now, which makes sense. I will watch the TV show Boy Meets World. I have the DVD set because I like that show, and that was like in the 90s. It's basically the same time frame. I'll watch it. My kids watch the show with me. I'll watch that. I still think it's a good show, even though I know it's cheesy. It's probably dubbed now. But people like that with Space Jam. I just think Space Jam now, I'm like, whatever. I don't care for it. But I get when you're younger, you like it. Yeah. So I felt that one was – it's going to win. I didn't pick it, but it's going up against Unbelievable. And I went with that for overseeded. As for underseeded, I need to take a quick look here. I already did my 314. Well, let me just say this. The 314, they're probably both wrong. Everything but The Girl by Missing and that New Age Girl Dead Eye Dick song, they're both terrible. It should be removed from the bracket. But I'll go with something that I've actually heard of before. I know Matt likes this song. It's the Natalie Imbruglia song, Torn. Underseeded is 16. Come on. That should be much higher. Much higher.
And you know what? I think, and the same with the Space Jam, with that tag team song, I'm partial to that song because for the audience, I live in Northwest Florida. Mm-hmm. And for that, and I remember for that time period, like 90, I came to Northwest Florida like 91, 92. So it would have been around the time There It Is came out. Mm-hmm. And all you would hear is that song. And there was like several different variations of that song.
JFCD, come on, is number one or two on there after the Let's Get Ready to the Rumble.
Exactly, like 17 versions of it. So it'll probably win. I think it's overrated.
I'd say if it's a 4 or 5, great, but a 2, I'm like, I get the reason.
I see why they did it as a 2. For you. I mean, it's a good song, although I think it was off that soundtrack. I think there were better songs off of that soundtrack. And I'm blanking on that. But yeah, I like Tag Team. I like that song. It takes me back to going to school.
It does. I just think it's just overused and overplayed at the time. So, all right. So next, what should we do next? We just kind of go through like our final four, like any surprise picks we have. What do you think we should be doing next? Because we prepare so well for this.
Well, were there any particular tough matchups in your region? Like maybe one that you think is going to be really close or really hard for people to decide upon?
That's a good one. I'll start with that, I guess. Mine's bottom right. If you haven't heard, I did not pick a 1/16. I don't think of this one.
Can I just say, by the way, Jeremy, that like I consider your region to be like the region of death?
It's tough. Here's the thing. Here Comes the Hopstetter. It's a pretty good song. But Torn, and I did pick a 16 one. I picked that song to go a couple on like a few tough matchups. Like, here's probably the toughest one. I don't think mine had a particular tough matchup. There are some good songs, but as for like, I've always had a feeling like I'm picking this song over this song. Like, I have House of Pain in my bracket. That's going to Final Four because I know that's probably going to win the whole thing or be very close to it.
Ugh.
I chose the Verb because I think the song itself, I go with it because I don't like Skeelo. But there were some tough – there were some – outside of the 314, that stupid matchup you already heard me say five times. There's good songs, but, like, people – I know people are fond of Candlebox. I don't care for them. So that versus House of Pain might have been a tough one for some people. I guess the Tal Balkman versus the Vinyl is a little bit tough, but – I guess my toughest one really would have been early on would have been Torn and Still My Sunshine. Because they're kind of part of it. They're similar style and song, similar genre. And so that made it very tough to choose which one just because of that style. But like, if you have like a hip hop and a rock song or like a, what are the pop song versus hip hop, I think those are more clear cut to choose from. But if it's the same genre, that for me made it a bit more tough to pick to go along with. So that was probably my toughest one. But there were a lot of good songs I felt in my bracket, but I don't think there's any like I struggled. This one's so difficult. There's just a lot of good songs, but the matchups lent for me to say this one over that one. That's probably my toughest matchup I went with, and I chose Torn to move on again to 16 seed.
What about you, Eli?
So I think the most difficult matchup for me to select was in the first round in my top right region. And that was between Eagle Eye Cherry's Save Tonight and Semisonic's Closing Time.
Yes.
This was a tough one for me. And I know that Closing Time is overplayed and can be used, I guess, in a, I don't know, people like to use in a comedic sense, I guess. But it's a decent song. But I went with Save Tonight. I think that was a tough one. For the most part, I think that the bracket was fairly easy to select, except for the 512 and 413s, because I was not familiar with many of those songs and at the same time wasn't too fond of any of those songs. So, but that 710 between Save Tonight and Closing Time was pretty tough.
That was probably, for me, almost overall one of the tougher ones to do. Because I did it with my wife. We went back and forth of that. I ended up going with Closing Time. But, man, that was one of the tougher ones.
Brandon, what about you?
I think in my bracket, It was a few interesting ones. I think I went with 512 that I mentioned. The Crash Test Dummies one and Diggable Planets one was a tough one because I like both of those songs. The another one that was hard for me was the 611 matchup. The OMC's How Bizarre and Mark Cohn's Walked in Memphis. I think in a sense because the How Bizarre song is just. It's so ridiculous. It's catchy. The Mark Cohn one, I didn't really know about until like when it first came out. I didn't know much about it, but until many years later, started hearing about it. It's like this song is ridiculous too. I mean, it's supposed to be serious about this guy visiting Memphis, you know. But it was another one that was sort of, man, they're both kind of ridiculous in their own way. The OMC one was ridiculous in a funny, upbeat way. The Mark Cohn one was ridiculous in a trying to take itself too seriously way.
the black and white music video.
Yeah, exactly. So I went with the OMC one. I went with that. I think in my bracket, how was it? Because that first round one, and then how I went. With that one, and then a tough one as I was picking them, I picked Diggable Planets to win their first round, and then the Proclaimers won. Ooh. And then when I went to that, in that matchup, I went with Proclaimers by just a hair. And then I think when I got deeper into that section of the tournament, it just got like, oh god, I got to pick these because they're all good, and in terms of what I think will win. I think, you know, in my side of the bracket, I think that was a tough one. The further I got to the bracket, the further I advanced.
How it is, though, in anything.
You know.
One versus two, four versus five, what are you going to do?
Yeah, that was. But I think just we're keeping it strictly first round, that 6-11 matchup was.
Okay.
So for me, I think I already mentioned, you know, Mambo number 5 versus Barely Breathing. I feel like that should be really tough for people to decide. But, you know, for me, and I know that Eli's alluded to this as well, the 116 between I'm Too Sexy and the Humpty Dance.
Oh, man.
That's a hard one.
That's gonna be a knockdown drag 'em out brawl, I think.
Yeah. That's not Duke playing, you know, Hampton or whatever. Or
I'm gonna make a prediction right now, real quick. Humpty Dance is gonna win because there's those commercials that are bringing that back right now.
Yeah,
that's fair.
It's gonna win because that song
somehow has gotten like a second or third life, and since it came out, and we're talking about criminally underseeded digital underground.
Yeah. And let's not forget, too, that, you know...
See?
We've mentioned Natalie and Gruglia. We've mentioned the Digital Underground now. And both of those songs had to go through play-in games just to get through into this tournament. And they both killed in their matchups.
Yeah.
So they have, you know, if we want to talk about the fact that both of those songs have a little bit of momentum behind them, I think that's something worth keeping an eye on.
Yeah. I think... Digital Underground going pretty far. And it, you know,
I'm making a change right now to Elite Eight, maybe, for Digital Underground. Making a change.
That's bold.
What do you think? Really quick, I'll let you finish, Brandon, but Digital Underground versus Mambo number 5.
Digital Underground.
Okay. I'll go with that. There we go. I'll take your advice.
Yeah. All
right, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, finish up what you were mentioning before.
Oh, me or Matt?
Whoever. I don't know. I interrupted somebody.
I think it was Matt.
Well, I said pretty much everything I was going to say. I just think that 116 especially. It's kind of like when, what was it, like 2 years ago when Wisconsin got off to a really slow start. I forget who they were playing, some small school out of nowhere, but it was like they were
Belmont,
down
Belmont
by two. Yeah. Like,
Eli, help us out here. Basketball.
I think it was, I want to say it was Coastal Carolina, but I can't say for sure.
I think that was probably it. I feel like it's going to be kind of like that, where it's going to be a little too uncomfortable for the one seed.
Are there live results coming in, or is it just bang one update?
You can follow the live results, I think, through March Fadness, because they're accumulating the votes both on their website and also on the Twitter feed, which is at March Fadness. So you can always, and they combine the two results, so you can kind of track them both.
When you vote online, if you vote that way, it'll tell you the current result at that time from online only voting.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do this. I'm thinking, should we go through our Elite Eights real quick and then go through our kind of our finals really quick?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I will start. Here's what I'm going for my final. You can laugh at me. My Elite Eight, I have, I know Matt's partial to Torrent, but that got knocked out for me. I have House of Pain, which is a juggernaut, I think. And then, I know Brandon, you're going to hate me, but I have the freshman going up against them in my regional final. But,
Your choice.
I obviously go with House of Pain for my final four pick out of my bracket, my winner. You can't go wrong with House of Pain, right? Like, what else am I going to pick?
You can't.
Torrent's pretty good. You got I'm not a fan of Skilo, the I Wish song. Unbelievable. I know Whoop There It Is probably will make it far, but I think House of Pain's gonna be a runaway in that region.
No love for What Is Love?
Nope. Nothing.
Oh man.
That's okay.
Come on.
I was like when I first saw that, I'm like, what is that song on there? I've heard that one before. I'm like, then I realized, oh, it's a stupid Saturday night SNL sketch. Will Ferrell and who was it, Goatman or whatever? Yeah, oh, Chris Kattan.
I paid money to see that movie.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Me and my brother went to go see that movie because we liked that sketch.
Yeah.
In a related story, I was 13 and he was 10.
Yeah, that as well plays into it, why you wanted to see the movie.
He was 13. I was 13. I was like 12. He was like 9 or something like that. It was like, eh, makes sense.
The sketch itself is fine. It's 3 minutes maybe, but a 90-minute, 80-minute movie. Yeah. And then to talk, it's like, no. So I realized what it was, I'm like, it's probably gonna win, but I'm not going with it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Alright, Eli, so what's your bracket look like? Your kind of final two?
So just Elite Eight or my final four?
Yeah, Elite Eight to Final Four. Who's your final your regional final?
Okay, so I have Connected by Stereo MCs. I have no idea if you guys agree with that one.
No. Not even close.
Controversial.
No? Okay. Well, I thought they had a pretty easy route to the Elite Eight, considering the other songs that they're up against. So I have that one, which is a 16 seed. First time 16 seed has ever been uttered in the same sentence as Elite Eight. And I have Save Tonight by Eagle Eye Cherry. I really like that song. I think that's one of my favorite songs from this bracket. So those are my two teams in the Elite Eight.
Who's your winner?
Save Tonight.
Okay. It's a good one. All right, Matt, what do you got?
Okay, so surprisingly, my own region is the only one where I went chalk.
Ooh.
So it's 1 versus 2. I'm Too Sexy versus, we haven't talked about it yet, Meredith Brooks' Bitch, which I feel like is a song that has a lot of momentum going into this. I can't explain it. I just feel like that song is going to go. Really you know what it's like? Here's what it's like. It's like when Duke or North Carolina gets to play the first two rounds at Greensboro or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they just have home field advantage like the entire time.
They play in Greensboro, then they play in, like, you know,
Charlotte
or something. Yeah.
It's the Final Four and Rally.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't think that either of those songs are going to be really challenged because, you know, you guys talked about tub thumping, and I feel like that's a little more grating than I'm Too Sexy. And as much as I love Possum Kingdom, I don't know that it's popular enough to topple I'm Too Sexy. And then on the opposite end of the bracket, like, Breakfast at Tiffany's is great. And
I picked that to go far, man. That's in my Final Four, possibly.
I had that one in at least one game, at least one match.
I have that one in Elite Eight. It's close.
And then, you know,
I might have
Dion Ferris's I Know going into the Sweet 16. But I feel like, you know, Meredith Brooks is like one of those songs that everybody knows, and quietly, even if people don't outwardly admit it, they really like it.
They like the song. Yeah.
So that's why I have that song going into my Final Four.
I had that. I might change this. I had that song losing to Snow. Just out of pure zaniness. So, not spite. Just because it's, you know, it's a white Canadian rapper. Come on.
There's something about that.
Yeah. I'll probably change it.
All right, so what's in your field then? What do you got?
Me? I had my Elite Eight. I went more towards the R&B, hip-hop side of it. Basically, I think we kind of mentioned this earlier, the pop songs, just what they were going up against, it was just sort of hard to sort of pick against. So my Elite Eight, I had Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Of course.
Yes. Desiree, Digital Underground, Dion Ferris, and then I had Biz Markie, and then Mark Boers, and then Hop Stepper, and then Tag Team.
Hop Stepper.
All right. Hop Stepper. That might change, but like I said, we mentioned it. Just the hip hop songs just have a little bit more punch to it than
they've had more life. I don't know if I said this before during here or with you before, but like chatting with the guys, like, yeah, most of hip hop seem to last longer than some of these slow ballad type songs or something. Yeah.
Nothing against them. Nothing against, you know, Tal Bachman or somebody like, for example, Meredith Brooks. You know, there's just a lot of those songs hit a little bit more. Like, we just now, you know, coming back to Meredith Brooks, where, you know, that song was, what, 97 or 98? There's that long stretch of not thinking about the song. Now we're thinking about the song now. So.
Yeah, it's different. Like, it's like, that's why I wanted to get to a different age group where Eli's younger, I'm a bit older with Brandon there. So it's like, we saw, like, that was on. That song, like, they were, I remember it was surprisingly how long, probably because the title, you know what I mean? It's not a normal word typically you hear. So there's that shock factor. Oh my goodness, what's the title of the song? Should your 12-year-old be listening to it? Well, I mean, there's stuff that yes or no, whatever. But it had longevity, I felt like, moving up, because I think the video was at the carnival or something, if I'm correct on that, where it was just on whatever you watch, Carson Daly on the TRL or whatever, it was always up there forever. And so that's the reason why it's so high as well, too, see, because it had legs. It wasn't just and that's why Tub Thumping, I think, shot up and shot down, where it's a middle of the pack seed. But as for pure popularity at the time, you could argue that's probably the most popular song, almost top five in this whole field, for how popular it was for the short time it was popular.
Understood. Yeah. It's just a lot of that.
Depends on who you listen.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and got a second life.
All right, let's wrap this up here. Here's what I think we're going to do. Final four and then our champion. So, Eli, you go ahead. Who's your final four overall? What do you got?
Okay, so I don't – who had the top left?
I had top left.
Brandon did.
You had top, yes. Top left? Okay. I selected you. What's that?
We should label these somewhere.
I know. Right? Or if they have them named or something like that. themes would have been cool.
Yeah.
But I selected Your Woman out of that one from White Town. I thought that was a pretty catchy song. That was topping 500 miles. I like that one. It's a decent song. So Your Woman in the final four, and then Mambo number 5. I don't think any of you guys agree with that one. But I know. I knew that wasn't gonna be popular. But it's. I didn't like that region that much, honestly. So I went with Mambo number 5 in that one, and then Save Tonight, as you guys know, for my region in top right. And then Jump Around House of Pain, I thought, well, that was a pretty easy pick to make.
All right, what about you, Matt?
Okay, so my final four, I had in the top left, I had Flagpole Sitta beating Baby Got Back. And then, of course, my region, I had Meredith Brooks' Bitch. In the top right, I have Closing Time beating the Macarena. And in Jeremy's region, in the bottom right, I have Torn beating What Is Love. So my final four is Bitch, Torn, Closing Time, and Flagpole Sitta.
All right, what do you got, Brandon?
I had, a little bit more than the hip-hop band. I had Sir Mix-a-Lot in my bracket winning it. And then I had Digital Underground, the 16 seed, no upset, winning that region over Deion Fares, I know. In the top right, I had Macarena get bounced in the second round. Gonzaga 2008 style. No disrespect to Gonzaga. But just...
In person, saw the loss.
Yeah.
Man.
But I had them bounced by Biz Markie, which had that going to the Elite Eight before losing out to Mark Morrison's Return of the Mac. Bottom right, I had the Hot Stepper winning it all, or winning that side at least. And I had Mark Morrison beating out Sir Mix-a-Lot. Mark Morrison is my pick for the national champion.
Mark Morrison. All right, I will go, and I guess we'll swing back around the everything. So here's what I got. Top left, you know Baby Got Backs can go far, so I had them versus Harvey Danger. I'm going with Matt because with the Flagpole Sitta, because partly I feel that song could have came out 3 months ago the way it's played, and I still hear it all the time.
Yes.
And so that's – I know Baby Got – okay. Who's probably going to win? Baby Got Back, who I like, was his other song here. So I go with them. And then the bottom left, I have, I don't know, I make a change on this one on the fly because I had Right Said Fred pretty far, so maybe I need some help here. My bottom part of that bracket, I have Breakfast at Tiffany's in the Elite Eight. Beating couples. Hey, come on, leave me alone. Then here's,
I have that too, Jeremy.
Okay, thank you. Yes, yeah, awesome.
I'm your backup guy here. You hype man or something.
Okay, all right. So then I just made some changes. I got Digital Underground going kind of far. I got Digital Underground versus Breakfast at Tiffany's for the regional final. I originally had Tiffany's over Right Said Fred. Who should I go with, you think, for Humpty Dance or Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Humpty Dance.
16 seed to make it to the final four?
Yes. Chaos, baby. Chaos.
I had to get talked out of Breakfast at Tiffany's. I got a little bit of help filling out my bracket last night from my girlfriend. She loves that song. And I admitted that that's another one of those songs
song
that, like, secretly I love a lot. So
what song is that, Matt?
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
It is a good song. It they played that song to death, the video and everything, but it is a good song.
But my point, I don't know if I'm going by what could be happening because those commercials now with the Humpty Dance coming back and everything. But, man.
Make the stupid upset pick.
Oh, we need one of those, don't we?
Come on. You want to, Jeremy.
Here's a song if you don't know it. It's kind of catchy still. But it's two different genres, so it's like we got this going on. Stupid upset pick it is. Humpty Dance. Let's go. Final four.
Yes.
16 seed. I like it.
It's going to happen one day, right?
Yes.
It has to.
And then, let's see. My the top right bracket, I went with, I had Semisonic versus Bismarcky. Gotta go with Bismarcky.
Just of course.
Because it's, and then obviously my region, House of Pain, which is my ultimate winner overall. I have House of Pain versus Harvey Danger. I think House of Pain is just going to win the whole thing. That's my pick for the winner. So let's go to Eli. Who's your champ? Who do you got?
So my champ is Save Tonight, and that's because I feel like that's the only song that I could have on my music playlist with the windows down and not be completely ashamed of myself. So that's my pick.
Against who was it against?
It was against Your Woman, which is just it's a groovy song with like no lyrical content whatsoever, but the beat's kind of nice. So
it's about 9% of the songs on here.
It's a lot of them. Are
yeah, no kidding.
You know what's great? I believe there's zero auto-tune songs on this whole bracket, so that's a win by itself.
Dang.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Wait, you disagree with that, Brandon?
Auto-tune is fine, just not, you know, out of 10 songs, I don't want to hear auto-tune out of 8 of them.
I want to hear you sing, maybe, if you're
allegedly talented. Sometimes you need the help, though.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
If you need help, that's a problem.
Hey, you know, yeah. I was saying Chris Isaac earlier, and I think he did just oh, with that.
No. There's really no effort to it. It's just you gotta, you know, really pump up your diaphragm and be kind of whiny. then you got Chris. Then, you know, have a black and white video camera and a very good looking model in the beach, and then
winner. Set. All right, so Matt, who is your final four again? Who you got winning the whole thing?
Okay, so my final four again, Flagpole Sitta over Bitch, and then I have Closing Time over Torn, and I have Closing Time winning the whole damn thing.
To close it out, there you go. This will be fun to watch and monitor. So here's what we're going to do. So hopefully everybody enjoyed this because it's much different than what we normally do. And we're still keeping it about the good hour pace me and Matt normally do, and so that's always good.
Nice.
So... we should have done this. Should we go back into a stupid upset pick for each of you? Or we already met. If you heard it, you know what they are. So don't worry about it. I just actually formally announced mine with the Humpty Dance going far. So here's the plan. I think I'm going to make up the plan. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to keep track. Use the tracker page on the Excel sheet. So I have to go back and fill that in the right way. But do they keep point track as well, Matt, throughout this? Or is that something you would probably just need to do on our own?
I think I have to do it on my own. I'll check into that after we've...
We'll see. So here's the kind of the plan. Fill the bracket. Put in the comments or put a link to it. Or do a Dropbox links maybe if you want to participate in this in the comments. We can pull them up and do something. But let's have some sort of contest where if we do a point system, do you just want to do like the tournament so you get like 1 point for round one, point two? Or do you want to go by your seeding into the points throughout? So, like, if you're a 16 seed, you win the first game, you get 16. Second seed, you keep getting that amount to the end, or you just want to double the win every round? Any care preference?
No, I don't care.
No preference, yeah.
I think 1 point's probably fine.
It's probably more fair, because if you go upset heavy. Well, I think, okay, we'll see. Maybe 1 point, but we'll do some sort of contest. No prize, so sorry. You get a pat in the back, maybe? That's fair enough, I think. A digital handshake,
the
maybe?
Winner, how about this, Jeremy? The winner gets to take over the MWC Connection podcast because this is probably going to get shut down because of copyright. So this is the end of the podcast as we know it.
Fair use, buddy. Fair use. Come on. I'm going with fair use.
They get the satisfaction of being our most 90s listener / reader.
Yeah.
We'll figure something out. But yeah, post your bracket. We'll put our brackets on there. You can maybe I'll do a poll or something to rank the brackets or comments. Hopefully this is pretty fun. So thanks for listening and again, this goes – is this daily, Matt, correct, throughout all of March?
It's throughout all of March, and the first matchups begin March 1st.
Okay, so March 1st, so keep track. I'll pin this somewhere probably in the first 7 or 8 posts, so check back to our brackets. Listen as many times as you want because that's awesome. If you listen multiple times, we love it. But we'll have a winner. We'll post – yeah, I've repeated myself a million times, but just check out the post. Of course. That's what I do here. Just post your bracket. If you like our bracket, great, all that fun stuff. But that's our show tonight. We'll get back to football next week. Me and Eli did a basketball show. That's up as well. If you heard that already, you probably should have. We kind of pumped this as well. So, again, Brandon, thank you for joining. What's your Twitter handle so people can follow you for Nevada and Florida hot takes? And your Jaguar tears, I'm sorry.
Yeah, plenty of Jaguar tears. Plenty of Jaguar tears to go around. Well, the fireball chases it.
There you go.
Fireball with you. Lake_Babbles go check it out. You gotta have me on the podcast more, guys. I'm here.
Okay. Hey, it's off season. We will. We're gonna talk about teams. We're gonna do it in the off season more. In season, a bit tough, but we'll do that because I plan on doing a lot more team interview stuff. So we'll have you and whoever else does football stuff. We'll have to hop on for the summer because spring football's coming up. So we'll bring you back. We got Eli at Bedker underscore Eli. And you got a what? Matt K underscore FS. Is that correct? Did I get that right finally? Yes. So that's our show for tonight. I guess instead of saying we're biased to get your team, we're biased to get your song tonight. That's a fair way to end this thing.
Yes.
So whatever your favorite song is, we probably hate it. So again, MWCConnection.com is for sports stuff. iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio. Check us out. Pocket Cast, anything you want. So yeah, thanks for listening.